You're listening to SBS News.
Attention, this is a police public order warning. You have previously been directed to leave. Leave now or force may be used. No further warnings will be given.
Victorian police trying to contain another day of protests in Melbourne, with construction workers angry over a decision to shut down their industry for 2 weeks. The Victorian government has defended its late night decision to close down construction in lockdown Melbourne, Geelong, Ballarat, Mitchellshire and the Surf Coast. The shutdown order came at 10 p.m. on Monday night and came into effect at midnight. All work sites will need to demonstrate compliance with health directions prior to reopening, including proof that workers have had at least one dose of a vaccine before they return to work on October the 5th. Health Minister Martin Foley says for weeks the government has been warning of high cases linked to construction sites, with outbreaks taking hold in a young and mobile workforce.
Our public health team has analysed the spread in this industry of the COVID virus and how that has played into the public health team's decision to take the significant measures that it has overnight. There are currently 403 direct cases linked to construction, which in turn is linked to 186 construction sites. Of these 186 construction sites, 151 are in metropolitan Melbourne.
The protests have been condemned by the Australian Council of Trade Union Secretary Sally McManus. She says far-right groups and anti-vax groups have been infiltrating the workers' protests. The protests come as Victoria has recorded 603 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19, the highest daily number since August last year. Another death has been recorded, bringing the toll from the current outbreak to 13. Assistant Federal Treasurer Michael Suka has rebuked the Victorian government's shutdown of the construction industry, saying law-abiding workers should not have to pay for the conduct of anti-vaccination protesters.
Punishing a really large group of law-abiding citizens, I don't think is fair. Punish the people who have broken the rules. Punish those who are irresponsibly engaging in violent protests. But don't punish the law-abiding workers in the building and construction industry.
And New South Wales has recorded over 1,000 new coronavirus cases in the last 24 hours. The state's health department also recorded another 10 deaths linked to COVID-19. State Health Minister Brad Hazzard has announced a 7-day lockdown for the local government areas of Tweed, Byron Bay and Kempsey after a COVID-19 case spent 2 days in several northern communities while infectious.
I think we've got to look at all options, but there's a degree of hesitancy obviously in the northern area, but there's also I think some genuine concerns that the vaccine availability has not been what it was or what it could have been. And I think certainly we would like to see a lot more vaccine. We've been saying that to the federal government for many, many months. But the good news is the Moderna vaccine will be coming, and in fact has arrived as I understand it, in most pharmacies that are actually going to take it. So there'll be a lot more availability of vaccines in that area.
And children under 18 in New South Wales will be able to catch up with each other in groups of three in a concession to families during the school holidays. Children don't have to be vaccinated, but they must stay in the same trio of friends. Everyone in the bubble must live in the same local government area, and any adults in the household must be fully vaccinated. 15-year-old Alyssa says the impact will be positive.
And I know that lockdown has been incredibly hard for everyone lately. However, children and young people definitely want to do the right thing and also be able to socialise, because lockdown is incredibly isolating for everyone. Helping everyone feel connected will undoubtedly benefit their mental health in this time. And for children and young people, this will also be able to impact their studies, because I know from personal experience that there is a lot of lack of motivation regarding schooling due to lockdown and not being able to see our friends.
Deputy Chief Medical Officer Dr. Sonia Bennett says Australia needs to administer just over 1.5 million more COVID-19 vaccine doses before first dose vaccinations reach 80% nationwide. She says the country is now averaging 1 million doses every 3 to 4 days.
I'm pleased to announce that more than 72% of the eligible population have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. To reach this, more than 15 million first doses were administered across more than 10,000 sites. That means nationally just over 1.5 million doses are needed to reach that 80% of eligible population over 16 for first dose.
And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.